Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
Weddings can be very, very expensive, from dresses, the decorations, the flowers, the venue, the reception, all that. And I'm surprised that we don't see this kind of thing more, actually. But this is going viral in Indiana, and I would love to hear what you think, who you think is in the wrong. So there's this coffee shop right up there in Indianapolis. They're in the news after a couple held a pop-up wedding there. But the kicker is, they didn't ask them.
Oh, so they just... Oh, it was like almost like a flash mob wedding.
Yes, exactly. They just showed up.
I'm not going to pay for a venue. It's just going to be free. Let's just go get married really quick. We'll get out.
Yeah. So they just show up with 20 to 30 people. Didn't say anything. Just kind of started the ceremony in one of the corners of the store. That's just, they posted like a little video. Just showing, you know, the people kind of taking videos with their phones and the ceremony happening in the background there. And
wow.
Yeah, they had an officiant, and their photographer told a barista there at the coffee shop, wait a few minutes, when they asked them to stop blocking the door.
Oh, yeah. No, you're preventing other paying customers from coming in who did not decide to have a wedding in our shop today.
Yeah, and now the owners of the coffee shop said they didn't really stop it because of the people filming. They didn't want to see footage of them, like, interrupting a wedding to go viral.
Then they would look like meanies.
Yeah, and then they might
want to cancel them and shut them down.
Right, so they might see backlash, so that's why they didn't. And then they wound up posting a video after they initially decided not to. They didn't really want to shame the couple, they said, but they opted to post the footage after the bride and groom kind of refused to admit that they really did anything wrong.
But they're all like, yeah, no, we do host private events, but there is a fee.
Yeah.
And you guys didn't pay that fee.
I guess they did call and they tried to make a reservation for like 20 people. And they said, well, we don't take reservations. And then I guess the bride did offer $200. But the coffee shop countered and said, no, we just need the full amount.
Yeah, $500.
And said it was unreasonable. Now people are kind of divided on who's in the wrong here. Because like there are some that are like, okay, well, if the coffee shop is asking for $500, they didn't actually, other than providing the roof over their head, they didn't actually do anything.
Yeah, they didn't.
They didn't do the service for the $500. Now, I don't know what the $500 would entail, if that involves,
if that includes any coffee or anything.
Or if it just involves the space, but. But yeah, like, $500 is very inexpensive. So part of me is like, hey, just pay the money and move on.
You didn't know. Maybe you just thought, well, it's a coffee shop. They don't like have parties here, but you know, other people are saying, well, it only lasted 20 minutes, so they shouldn't have to pay. Which I don't think is right either. If they have a policy where they do rent it out for private things, and who knows how many customers ended up deciding not to go in there because they saw
it was super crowded.
Yes, it's super crowded. There must be something going on. I don't have time for that. I gotta, you know, because a lot of people dashing in to get coffee need to get it quickly.
Well, and there is a, I guess, wedding venue next door.
Oh.
And so, you know, the coffee shop says it's not uncommon for wedding guests to come in and get drinks at the
shop. But they're
not
holding the ceremony. Right.
Now, let me ask this. Would it be any different if it were in more like a sort of flash mob sort of scene where they come in, they're in there for 5 minutes, and they leave, and it's just a kind of a flash mob where they all, and then there's music, they come in, they play music, and
I'm going to need choreography.
Yeah, and
then I'm entertained,
okay.
And then maybe I'm not so mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put on a show.
And you know what? Good question. Megan texted in and said, did the guests spend any money there?
I'm guessing.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. I don't
it
know.
It doesn't seem like that they did. I think they might have mentioned that as, you know, part of their excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had paying customers. They bought things.
Yeah, I mean, there are other people that are like, you guys should, you know, take that video down because people harass them. And then others are like, you either drag them on social media or you get the money. You can't ask for both. And so, you know, after, you know, the coffee shop has put the video up, now, you know, people are kind of like.
Yeah, well, they were putting up like updates and updates on this saga. So right. I guess maybe they're getting some backlash for continuing to put all the
not just text updates on Instagram. They actually posted, you know, videos from it as well. So
yes,
but yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's so. First of all, I think what an interesting idea to just go in and be like, here it is, flash mob, you know, type of thing. Now, if it were a flash mob, I might be a little bit more lenient on them, but. You know, the rule follower in me is like, I would have at least called them and said, hey, we'd love to bring some people in to your coffee place, and this is what we're planning on doing. And then at that point, the coffee shop may say, well, you know, it's $500 if you want to rent out the coffee place to do this. This is what we'll provide, and you've got to, you know, there might be the whole red tape stuff, and maybe this bride and groom are sitting there going, we've tried everything, we don't have anything, and this is... Let's just do this.
Well, okay. So I'm doing a little deep dive, and they said, without asking consideration and zero care to those patrons around you, you proceeded to have a wedding at the coffee shop with a group of at least 20, moving sofas, chairs, coffee tables, end tables, cushions, leaving our staff to return everything to its place. Since for more than 20 minutes, you and your party interrupted the entrance to our building, blocking customers with your photo shoot at the main door, just like when they entered the cafe and the line of customers was behind your party waiting. The barista asked your party to please move out of the way. You said no, wait at least 5 minutes.
So
it does sound like customers were inconvenienced. They moved furniture around and then just left. They like put everything back. So,
all right. So if we are going,
why they're kind of upset.
Yeah. So if we are going to, say it's Ben and Kelly court and this is small claims court, who are we ruling in favor of?
I'm ruling in favor of the coffee shop. Yeah. Because of the evidence that they're laying before us with coming in and interrupting the existing line of customers, moving furniture around, saying, nope, you all got to wait. We're going to do a little wedding without asking permission at all. Yeah. I feel like they need to pay the $500 fee that's put up there for private events. I rule in favor of the coffee shop.
All right. There you go. Judge Kelly. If you want to read more about it, we'll post it at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.